This is Gamercast episode 384. Let's play Banish. This is the show recorded on the 30th of June, 2014. I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Steam sale's over.
Limit.
And I think Paul has now played the games he's purchased, which wasn't that many.
Did you buy I'm playing Surgeon Simulator, yeah.
Oh, you bought that as well. So, Banish, I think, now has probably been played more than Democracy 3, I would think.
Let's not go crazy.
No?
Well, this I need to pay attention to, because something bad might happen.
Yeah.
Democracy 3, it's turn-based, I don't know.
Hmm.
I need to up my food production.
Really. It feels like you've been playing this a lot more, though.
I've only had it a day.
What?
Take a chill pill, bro.
You played it more than a day.
Fine, 2 days. I've had it for 2 days, and I've played it a few hours.
Well, you now got chickens and cows.
I've played it for 23 hours in 2 days.
So it's good, then.
It's got its problems.
Will we have a Paul's quick verdict on Banish before we start the news, or shall I just get on with the news?
I've played it for 23 hours. What more is there to say about it?
I suppose you haven't failed yet, have you?
Okay. It must be rubbish. Let me just carry on playing it.
It must be rubbish.
Well, like, obviously it's good or I wouldn't be playing it.
I know. Okay, so Paul says Banish is good.
That's right.
Steam sale's probably finished now, so you won't be able to get it for... It was $7.50 anymore. But full price is like, I don't know, £15 or something like that. But if you like what you're seeing with Paul playing it, I suppose, have a look.
Well, the thing is, you can't really represent one game...
No, you can't.
...in this stream. Because I've been playing it on real time. I've only... increase the speed for very short periods of time.
Where's the speed increaser on it? Oh wow, you can speed it up quite a bit, can't you?
Yeah.
Slow it down!
But yeah, I've been playing it in real time, mostly. Just because, yeah. The only time I really sped up was when I had my massive population dip about 25 years ago, where the population of the town went down to 14, and it almost looked like we were all going to die.
So you're on your 45th year?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think all my original people are dead now.
Aww.
Although I still sometimes I click on someone and they're 70 odd years old, so obviously they're an original person. This guy's 41. 52. They might be one of the originals. But yeah, you can't get any population statistics without a town hall, and I'm currently building that now, but it won't be finished by the time the show's done.
Well, that tells you, like, the age.
And hopefully that will sort of give me a nice breakdown of the population.
Well, from the people you just clicked on, it looks like they're older. Like, we had 50s, 40s.
Let's click on
40s.
These bridge noobs. 60,
40, 41, 20. I think you've got
20-year-old. So, I mean, you'll notice a sort of spike of sort of kids and people, but yeah, a lot of the people are like old. And that's bad, because it suddenly means a population drop will occur.
When they all die.
Yeah, and then of course, you might have a lot of kids without enough workers to feed them and everything.
What kind of age do people live till?
Depends. I mean, at the moment, the town people are relatively healthy, so that, you know, they live to 70 odd.
Okay.
But obviously, when things are bad, when they don't have enough food, when we don't have enough firewood for the winter.
So, to start off with the news this week, Microsoft announced what their Games with Gold game will be for the first half of July, and that is Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition.
What do you mean for the first half of July?
Oh, is it for the whole of July now?
Yeah, it seems they're doing it two for the whole month, and you can just download them.
Oh, okay.
Whenever. They're not doing it like every 2 weeks.
Okay, well, so Max the Curse of the Brotherhood is remaining as a Games with Gold game on Xbox One, and they're adding Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition on there as well. Guacamelee only came out
It's out on the 2nd of July.
Yeah, so it's coming out and is going straight into it. And it generally costs 12 quid otherwise. It's also launching on other platforms as well at the same time, so PS4, Xbox 360 and Wii U. But it will be free on Xbox One if you have a gold subscription.
Which everyone does. Yeah.
As well as that, for anyone on Xbox 360, you'll get Gotham City Impostors on the 1st of July and Battle Block Theatre on the 16th of July. They're replacing the current ones, which is Charlie Murder and Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, which are until the end of June. That's cool. The World Ends With You. I didn't realise... So, World Ends With You is a really cool game on the DS that Square Enix released. We even had one of the songs from the game once on, like, Name That Game. And Paul guessed it somehow. And I'm still not sure how he guessed it. It still confuses me.
How did I guess what?
We did a song once from The World Ends With You, and you were like, I know what this is. And you answered it. And I was like, what? How the hell did you know that?
Well, the thing is, when you get to be like me...
You know everything?
You can cheat.
You can cheat, I see.
Every single Name That Game you've done, I've cheated on.
How?
Because you're not very secure in how you do things.
Am I not?
No.
Aww, darn it.
Ooh, let's look at your browsing history.
But with that one, I used a track that was on my PC.
Well, obviously, I looked at your recent files.
Damn it. So yeah, The World Ends With You came out on DS many years ago, and was released on iOS devices a little while back, but it's now available on Android devices now, through the Google Play Store, for $18, which seems like a lot, but it was a full-price DS title. If you've not played it, because it is fairly rare on DS, and maybe you have an Android device, I'd recommend picking it up. As far as I'm aware, it's the same game, just ported over. But it has new tracks and new social gameplay elements, specifically for mobile players. So it's got new tracks, that's amazing. World Ends With You has an amazing soundtrack with it. So I highly recommend having a look if you've not played the game before. And you like, I suppose, Japanesey stuff. The Legend of Korra has been announced. I don't know if Korra is the correct pronunciation, I guess it is. So The Legend of Korra is a Nickelodeon show.
Oh dear.
Which is kind of in the Avatar universe. So there was The Last Airbender. So the Avatar series, which of course, the Avatar game on the 360 is very well known for giving you 1,000 G within a minute or so.
Innifers died.
And, oh. Does it say how old they were, or does it just say they died?
No.
Just old age. So The Legend of Korra is... so it's a Nickelodeon license, and Activision have the kind of contract to make the game, and they're having Platinum Games make it, which I think is quite different. But of course it means it will potentially be quite a good game. It's supposed to be fast-paced, dynamic combat, and will be coming out on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and Windows this autumn. A lot of people are quite excited about this. It's single-player... and like brawler style game. It could be quite cool. They're also doing a 3DS version as well, but that's not being created by Platinum Games. It's being done by Webfoot Technologies and is having a retail only release. Handheld version has a similar story in a single player, but it's turn based strategy RPG instead of the fighting style kind of game of the first one. EGX London 2014 news. So tickets went on sale for EGX London a few months back now, and they sold out very quickly of some of the days. Like Saturday's day passes are all completely sold out, but there's a few different passes you can still purchase if you look on their website. But the main thing is they've announced some of the games that are in their lineup. So EGX London is happening between the 25th of September and the 28th of September, and so far they have confirmed that Borderlands the pre-sequel, Evolve, Destiny, Battlefield Hardline, War Thunder, Fable Legends, Forza Horizon 2, Halo the Master Chief Edition, Project Spark, Sunset Overdrive, Alien Isolation, and Nosgoth will all be playable there. They're, of course, the large like developers' games that are available. And they've also announced the games currently confirmed for the Resd area, which is PC indie games. And that is Bone Loaf... Wait, no, that's the company. Gang Beasts, Quest of Dungeons, Poncho... Velocity 2X, Prison Architect, Volume, Tiny Keep, The Adventures of Bertram Fiddle, War for the Overworld, Bit Brawlers, No Time to Explain. That's taken a while. Spoiler alert. And Heat Signature. I hope I've got those right. Because my list is just a list, but it's got the people's names at the top of each one.
Okay. Let's hope the list is accurate then, eh?
Aye. Well, it's off our press release.
Aye.
So yeah, that's cool. They've already got some big names there. It's nice that they've got Sunset Overdrive playable there. I'd kind of like to give that a go. Although, of course, it is coming out fairly soon anyway. I say fairly soon, end of the year. Forza Horizon 2 there means they'll probably have a big car.
Yeah, car, huh? Mm.
So yeah, that's cool. Next up, a brief mention for a smaller indie game, which is The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, which we spoke about ages ago back when they announced it. But it's actually coming out through retail stores as well as digitally, which of course it generally would have only come out as. And it'll be coming out retail in the third quarter of this year. I imagine that's generally the release date for the whole game anyway. But Vanishing of Ethan Carter is a weird fiction horror game which focuses on atmosphere, mood, and the essential humanity of its characters. So within a beautiful world and stuff like that. So that's cool. I've kind of been looking forward to that game, although their developer blog is slightly, you could say, controversial in some ways, but not really that controversial. More that they pick on games a bit. Like, I didn't agree with a post they had about Bioshock Infinite and the need for putting down items just to make people explore and stuff like that. But each of their own. I'm looking forward to seeing what the game actually turns out like. Saints Row 4 is having another edition. Hasn't this game had enough editions?
Right, so the problem we've got at the moment is you buy a game. I walk into a shop, la 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 la. Do you buy a game? Oh no, there's six different editions of the same game.
Which one do I buy? Do Which I buy one? The cheap one? How old's the cheap one? Or do I buy the new one that's more expensive? So Saints Row 4 is getting its National Treasure Edition, which is coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 and Windows via digital download and retail. It's coming out of retail on July the 8th. July 8th for digital and mid-July for the actual physical release. Included in the National Treasure Edition, you get all of the add-on catalogue of the game, which is 29 separate DLC pieces of, well, DLC items and content, totaling more than $60 in value. You also get the Grassroots America Gun. And that came only available in the Commander-in-Chief edition. Is that it? Yeah, that's about it. So you get 29 pieces of DLC. And it'll be, well, $30 over in America, so maybe about 30 quid at retail.
It's getting a bit chilly.
Oh, it's getting late in the year, late autumn. So yeah, another edition of Saints Row 4 will be out in a month or so. Elite Dangerous news. The Elite Dangerous Premium Beta 2 has launched now. You haven't downloaded it yet, right, Paul? You've been busy.
Well, my attitude at the moment is I don't want to invest any time in it because, one,
they'll just keep releasing new.
The economy
editions.
Is currently broken.
Oh, okay. And that's what you care about.
And two, when the final game launches, I get a Cobra Mark III anyway because I'm a Kickstarter backer who coughed up 150 quid. So why should I be wasting my time flying around in this piece of crap thing I start with in this?
And playing what won't be the final game at the end of the day as well.
And the thing is, it'll all get reset. So it's like,
okay,
I don't want to invest time in it and then lose it all.
That makes sense.
Like, I'll play it, like, just to see how it's going and just to whine on their design discussion boards like I always do. But, yeah.
But anyone who's interested in playing the Premium Beta 2, there are three new star systems, which is Aeulin? I don't know. LHS 3006 and Styx.
Here comes a trade boat. I saw that on the stream.
I saw that too. Giant Orbis class starports have been added.
Please have corn. Please have corn.
A new spaceship type, which is the Hauler. Additional language support with German as the first language to be added to English. Yeah. A high-resolution screen capture facility has also been added, which captures at 4 times the current screen resolution.
Oh, that's handy.
Improved functionality in the installer, giving incremental updates going forwards, and improved performance.
That's the point. We've also had some people on our YouTube channel ask, while we're on the topic of like better quality, asking if we're going to do 60 frames per second for our videos now.
Really?
Does your camera support 60 frames per second?
Probably not.
We'll have to get a new camera.
Well, yeah, that camera is well old now.
Yeah, let's buy a new one. We can invest in that. Just donate money to me and I will buy the camera.
Well, it just records at like native PAL and NTSC formats.
Yeah, that's old-fashioned.
I know it's an old-fashioned camera.
And one that does 60
frames. Plus, it's only got like a 60 gig hard drive on it as well.
Well, it's got a hard drive.
Well, it fills itself up really quickly as well.
I don't want any of that.
You could buy pears and cherries.
Yeah, but not seeds for
them. I know.
Seeds are different, which is what caught me out the last time.
We can look at new cameras.
Because I bought all these apples in Banished, thinking, oh, I can just put the apples in the ground and get the seeds in them. No, obviously you need to get the licensing rights to plant the crops because they're all engineered.
Next up, Metro Redux has been given a release date. This is a remastered version of Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light on current-gen platforms. And, of course, a re-release on PC. This is coming out now on the 29th of August in Europe, so the original release date that Evil Within had.
We got news. The Xbox One website has now had the updates to view all your Xbox One-y stuff.
Oh, cool. Along with the games on the disc, you also get all previously released add-on content. Both campaigns can be played in Spartan or Survival playstyles, and the legendary Ranger mode is also included in both games.
Or maybe I'm not seeing the new version.
Or you can also download them as a digital-only version, as opposed to buying a retail release. Hyper Japan news. So Hyper Japan is like this thing that happens at Earl's Court.
There it is.
Which is, oh yeah.
And you can view your game clips and everything on the website now. So we need to put this down as a news item.
Okay.
Where are we?
After Metro Redux.
There you go. Xbox.com has been updated for all the Xbox One stuff.
That's nice. It means finally people will see that you're actually playing on something.
Now we just need to update Windows 8 and Windows Phone. Although you can use Smart Glass on those, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
It's cool. Slowly updating things. So Hyper Japan is an event that happens every year in July. It's actually happening fairly soon, 25th to the 27th of July. It occurs at Earl's Court, and Nintendo have announced that they've got some stuff on show there, although I actually haven't got a list of what they've got. Other than Nintendo are there. They're recommended people bring their DSs in for street passing. And otherwise you can look forward to playing new games on the Wii U and the 3DS. The official Nintendo UK online store will also be there with a store at the event, and you can buy Nintendo merchandise and exclusive goodies while at the expo. Exclusive goodies, quite cool. Could be selling nice, so that means they'll probably be selling some of the nice stuff that they've got on their website. So that's cool. Hype Japan's end of next month for anyone who wants to go there. I'm pretty sure Namco Bandai are showing stuff off there. Otherwise, I suppose any company that's kind of Japanese focused, I suppose. So maybe Rising Star will be there. That'd be quite nice if they are. Because Rising Star are a really nice little company that usually go to things like MCM Expo and stuff like that. Next up, Dreamfall Chapters has been split up into episodes. So Ragnar Tornquist, who's the creative director, previously said he didn't want to cut Dreamfall Chapters up into episodes. However, times have changed and the stories turned into be bigger than they first envisioned, and so they're going to, in order to release the game for their proposed release date, they have to cut it in half or cut it in bits, cut it in 5 episodes, quite a bit. So Dreamfall Chapters Book 1 Reborn will be released this autumn before November on PC and Macintosh. Those who pay for Dreamfall Chapters as one game will get the entire series for free, as you'd expect. There's no release date for Book 2, but it's already in alpha, and Book 3 isn't far behind. So that's cool. At least then it means people will get to play the game, similar with Broken Age and Broken Sword. They'll get to play it sooner, they just won't get to play all of it. And finally, Infamous First Light, which is the standalone downloadable add-on for... Well, it's for Second Son, but you don't need Second Son to play it on the PlayStation 4. It's coming out on the 27th of August. And that's the standalone doodad, which stars Conduit Fetch, who's in Second Son's main campaign. And if you already own Second Son, you get exclusive content when you purchase the standalone add-on. And that's it all for the news this week.
Releases this week.
We've not got a huge amount of games coming out. We've actually got not many games at all coming out. So Child of Light is getting another deluxe edition, and this is on the PlayStation Vita, so you'll be able to pick that up. Then we've got, well, Child of Light of course came out on all the previous other consoles. Was that a month ago now? Maybe 2 months ago? Oh, it was the 30th of April I think it came out. Then we've got the Ratchet & Clank trilogy coming out on the PlayStation Vita. This is, of course, the original trilogy of Ratchet & Clank games being re-released on the Vita, similar to how we've had the Jak and Daxter games and stuff like that. Then we've got Pokemon Art Academy coming out on the 3DS. I think this is quite cool because it's Art Academy but for drawing Pokemon, which is quite nice, as the Art Academy games are really quite nice little things for if you just want to do a little bit of drawing. And that's out this week. I'm kind of tempted to see how much that's going to be. Then we've got Air Conflicts Vietnam on the PS4.
Sounds amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
Oh, wait. It's rubbish.
And then we've got Gone Home having a retail release on PC. Gone Home came out a year ago or so now, and it was actually like £2 in the Steam sale.
Steam sale.
However, it's coming out at retail for full price this week, so if you didn't pick it up in the Steam sale, you can always buy the retail version and support the developers, or just buy it on Steam. I think I'm most looking forward to Pokemon Art Academy this week. I'd be tempted by the Ratchet & Clank trilogy, but I already have them. However, if I wanted to play them on my Vita, I'd be tempted to pick it up. Yeah, Pokemon. Join the Pokemons.
No Pokemon.
No Pokemons.
No, we don't need any Pikachus, man, dear. Thank you.
Aww, poor Pikachu. So yeah, that's basically it for this week. Quite a short show because everything's quite quiet at the moment still.
Good.
How it should be, I suppose.
We'll be back at Christmas.
We'll be back next week at our normal time. Hopefully there'll be a bit more news, or maybe just the same amount, or maybe even less.
If you know what good 4K cameras to get that do 60 frames a second, or you want to just buy us one of these cameras, feel free to get in touch, feedback@gamercast.net. Because I've got cameras that do 120 frames a second, but they're not very good resolution.
4K, huh? That sounds expensive. No?
No, I'm just doing it to waste the hard drive space, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I'll use it up somehow.
So, yeah, don't forget to check out our Facebook page and YouTube.
Facebook.com/GamerCast.net. Is it?
Don't know.
Nobody knows, do we? Because, unfortunately, Catherine doesn't pay attention. I don't think it's GamerCast.net, is it?
It's GamerCast.
Okay, it
GamerCast.
Is.
GamerCast.net.
/GamerCast.net.
That's GamerCast. Not D-O-T, it's a full stop.
Yes, it's a full stop, unlike our other stuff where it's actually a written out
document. We should always change it.
But of course, if you just go on our website, GamerCast.net, you can find links to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, so do all that stuff. And you can subscribe to the show as well, and you can give me loads of money, thank you very much. Because we need the monies to fund Catherine's gaming addiction. I'm happy just playing the same game for thousands of hours.
I know you are.
Catherine plays a game for 20 minutes and then moves on to the next one.
Just because there's too many.
All you need is this game. Shadow running in the background. La la la. Sheep. Cows. Trees. Deer. Human.
So, yeah, I guess we'll catch everyone next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with a review of Banished. Because I'll have an in-depth review of all its faults by then.
And like cows walking through fences.
I'm not too bothered about little things like that.
The bridges.
Because it's like just polish work, really.
I don't know. You see, you were pointing it out to me when it was happening. You were like, hey, look at this one walking over the bridge.
Well, yeah. I mean, animals shouldn't walk through a river.
And then, like, the baby deer looking, what, completely submerged in the river.
Anyway, we'll be back next week.
Yes.
So we will see everyone then.
See ya.
Toodaloo.